Andrei Dineshnura reports. The United States has determined that Russia has violated provisions of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, or INF. In this report from Washington, VOA senior correspondent Andrei Dineshnura looks at the INF treaty and the U.S. accusations against Russia.
The INF Treaty was signed in December 1987 by U.S. President Ronald Reagan and his Soviet counterpart Mikhail Gorbachev. It entered into force in June 1988. Darrell Kimball, head of the Arms Control Association, a private research firm, says it was a historic treaty because it eliminated an entire class of weapons.
It required that the U.S. and the Soviet Union, now Russia, eliminate and permanently forswear all of their nuclear and conventional ground-based ballistic missiles and cruise missiles with ranges from 500 kilometers to 5,500 kilometers.
By May 1991, all intermediate-range missiles were eliminated. Those included on the U.S. side the Pershing 2, and on the Soviet side the SS-20. The treaty also prohibited the production of such missiles. But now the United States has determined that Russia has violated provisions of the INF Treaty. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
The Russian Federation is in violation of that treaty and that treaty's obligations not to possess, produce, or flight test a ground-launched cruise missile with a range capability of 500 to 5,500 kilometers.
Darrell Kimball is more specific.
The treaty specifically bars the testing of ground-based intermediate-range missiles or cruise missiles, and the U.S. has determined that Russia has conducted tests involving ground-based cruise missiles that are prohibited by this treaty. The treaty does not prohibit sea-based cruise missiles, so theoretically, if Russia had conducted these tests at sea, it would not have been a violation.
Kimball agrees with the Obama administration that Moscow has violated the INF Treaty.
It's serious, but it does not represent a military threat, a new military threat to the United States or its allies, because Russia is not deploying these ground-based nuclear-armed cruise missiles in numbers, or not deploying them at all.
Kimball says it is not too late for Moscow to redress the situation.
It can suspend any further tests involving ground-based cruise missiles prohibited by the treaty, tests by the treaty. It can destroy any of the ground-based launchers it used for these tests, and that would likely address the noncompliance problem.
Kimball also says over the years Russia has threatened to withdraw from the INF Treaty, increasingly concerned that countries such as China, North Korea, India, and Pakistan have built up their intermediate-range nuclear weapons.
There are some in Russia's defense establishment who are itching to find ways to either get around or to break out of the INF Treaty so that Russia can counter these other kinds of short- and medium-range ballistic missile opponents.
There are others, says Kimball, within the Russian government who want to increase the membership of the INF Treaty, bringing in new countries and, in essence, banning those missiles. Kimball says it will be interesting to see which direction Russia will take. Andrei Dineshnura, VOA News, Washington.